Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
It's Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. Terry Stacy along with Tina McIntosh.
Hello, everyone. We are sitting in studio right now with some of our American Senior Communities guests. We've got Dawn Brooks, who is the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Harcourt Terrace. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back.
Yes, glad to be here.
And then we've got Maria. And Maria, I don't have a last name.
Newsom.
You're just like Maria. You're like Cher or Madonna.
Maria, one of those one-name people.
I once knew a girl named Maria.
You know what that's from? This is going to be a long segment, huh?
Do you know what that's from?
No.
Come on.
What is it from?
Sharks and Jets. How about that? Does that do anything for you?
No.
West Side Story.
Oh, Maria, of course. Okay, I'm with you.
I once knew a girl named Maria.
Yep, and here we are. Good morning, everyone. If you weren't awake, you are now.
Wait, I didn't get Maria's last name.
It's Newsom, N-E-W-S-O-M.
Thank you, Maria.
No problem.
And Maria has a long title. She is the Rehabilitation Services Manager, also at Harcourt Terrace.
Yes,
so welcome.
Thank you.
So for folks who might not be as familiar, rehabilitation comes in lots of forms.
Yes, it does.
You cover what areas primarily?
At our facility and at many of American Senior Communities, we offer physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy services.
Terry, by now, do you know the differences?
Not at all.
Can you get speech therapy? You got that one?
Got that.
But speech covers a lot more than just speaking.
It does.
It's swallowing, and there's a lot of process that goes behind that.
Definitely. Memory recall, problem solving, dysphagia, which is difficulty swallowing, aphasia, difficulty speaking, just a number of things.
Yeah, so it's pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. And then physical therapy, I think most of us know physical therapy, but then occupational therapy, my understanding is more of what your job is, right? Mm-hmm. And whatever your job is, occupational therapy helps you to get to that point. So, Maria, we are coming into the time of year when people are really getting nervous about falls.
Okay.
So falls with particularly older adults has kind of a spiral effect.
Yes.
Can you talk to that just a little bit about why it's so important?
Definitely. And it affects the whole family. One of the biggest things that we notice, especially as the weather changes, with ice, rain, different things, anything that's going to change the texture of a surface can create someone that's already unsteady, unstable, has problems with walking, instability, anything like that. We find that the risk definitely increases.
And I can tell you through my day job is at Joy's House Adult Day Service, and I can tell you through a lot of our folks, what we see when there's a fall is maybe it's a broken hip and then it turns into pneumonia. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, that it can actually start the spiral toward passing away.
Yes, definitely.
So, you know, I know doctors focus a lot for those of us who have been caregivers or are focus a lot on fall prevention, and it kind of gets annoying sometimes.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. But it's so important to prevent them any way that we can as caregivers or myself as a clinician. I'll see someone on the street, and if I think that they're unsteady or they're unsafe or something's going on, I will even approach or say something at that point.
Good for you. How does that go down? Like you're in the grocery and you see some lady walking with an unsteady gait or something.
Yeah.
How's this go down?
Well, I usually just go up and approach them. Most of the time it's usually after work. So I have my badge on and I have the PT. So the first thing they ask me, you know, well, what's the PT stand for? And I explain to them, you know, I'm a physical therapist and you want to trust me right now. So, and it's usually, you know, to adjust a walker or something like that. Or, you know, hey, you know, they got those carts up front. I'm not trying to say that you need to do that, but you would probably be able to move around this store just a little easier, or probably make it just a little bit easier. Maybe you might be able to get all this done, or, you know, we want to try to, I mean, it could go, it just depends on how they interpret what I'm saying.
Yeah, how they react.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I bet people are very grateful for that.
And most of the time they are, really.
So that is Maria Newhouse?
Newsom.
So close, but so not right. Maria Newsom, it was the singing earlier, threw me off.
Okay, all right, blame me.
Rehabilitation Services Manager at Harcourt Terrace and Dawn Brooks. And Dawn, I know you've got an event coming up to help people with fall prevention, correct?
We do. Maria and her team of therapists that we have there at Harcourt Terrace, we're hosting a balance and fall screening from 12 to 2 on October 15th. So it's just a way for seniors in the community or even just community members, period, just to come and get screened for bounds and see, you know, if we can give you any advice to prevent falls for your loved one or if, you know, for the senior themselves, and just a way for therapy to give any kind of advice, just so we can prevent these falls, especially with the changing of the weather
coming
and things
awesome.
Like that.
Awesome. I mean, I've not heard anybody do a balance type of screening. How does it work? Either Maria, how's that work?
Well, we actually have very objective testing that we do, especially once someone comes into the facility. One of the most standard tests that we use is a Tinetti balance test, and there's actually, I believe there's 26 different tasks that we, you know, have the
wow,
yes, that we have the person do, and it's just anything from standing still, turning in circles, doing things with their eyes closed, small, simple, little gentle thrust of the sternum just to kind of assess, static standing, different things like that. But all of that gives us an indication of whether you are a low, moderate, or high fall risk.
So if I want to come and be tested, do I just show up?
You can show up. You can also RSVP. Depends on, you know, your preference. Again, it's from 12 to 2, so you can call us there at the facility, 317-872-7261. And then RSVP, or you can show up between those times. Only keep you about 5 to 10 minutes, so it won't take too long at all.
And you said 12 to 2 on October 15th at Harcourt Terrace.
At Harcourt Terrace, yeah.
Anything we should bring with us?
No, just bring yourself and some good steady shoes, okay. good soled shoes, I should say, and just be ready to perform.
Because it's free. Is it free?
It is, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
There's no paperwork or anything we need to bring with
no.
us. You're not going to charge us for
no,
this.
No, we are not. We literally, she's going to do the balance and screen test, make sure it is, you know, this is for them to make sure that they are safe and make sure, you know, that we can prevent as many falls as we can. So just bring yourself and some shoes, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
Walker or wheelchair or cane, if I use those, bring those with me?
Whatever assistive device that you normally use. However, we don't use the walker or the cane during the assessment.
Okay, but you could take a look at it.
Yes,
so you
definitely.
Don't have to stop
any
me at the grocery store.
Oh yeah. Any adjustments or anything that we may need to do, we'll be more than glad to do that at the time as well.
I've never seen so many canes on the market as I have of late. Mm-hmm. Have you seen them all?
Yeah, and some of them are really cool. Yeah.
Well, some of them have lights on them and everything.
They're not all safe.
No, I was just going to say, what should we be careful though about when we go to pick out a cane?
Well, the biggest thing is, you have to make sure that the person using it is safe and steady enough to use whatever particular cane that you use. I mean, they have canes that range from 4-point canes that they have 4 separate points that all of them have to contact the ground from a single point, which is just one point hitting the ground. So, I mean, you have to make sure that the person that you're buying that cane for is steady enough to use the appropriate device. I mean, and everybody's not appropriate for a cane.
Well, and even the walkers and stuff, you know, you see people throwing tennis balls on them and doing all kinds of things. So grab your devices and bring them to Harcourt Terrace on October 15th from the hours of 12 to 2. If somebody wants to learn more online, the website?
Yes, it is ASCSeniorCare.com.
And how about Facebook?
Oh, yes. Definitely like us on Facebook, Harcourt Terrace Nursing and Rehabilitation. We post a lot of information. Again, one about our balance and fall screening. You can get more information on our Facebook page about that as well.
And I would invite you too, Maria, if you've got information ever about assistive devices that we could put up on Caregiver Crossing and Joy's House Facebook pages too, feel free to pass that along.
Okay, so, definitely.
Ladies, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Again, that number to call is 872-7261 if you'd kind of like to pre-register or get some more information about this event coming up on October 15th. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing right here on 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.